This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And yes, we're going to talk about this men, the trannies and sports thing. We're going to address it very quickly here to open up the hour because I promised you I would. I am going to talk about what Stephen Miller said earlier. This is a few hours before the show. I wasn't sure I was going to bring it up because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but he talked about suspending habeas corpus, and everybody's talking about that right now. We'll do all that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I might get to the arrest of this mayor from Newark. All that in email is coming up. Now, first, let me get to this. There is this thing that happens in our society now where people will attempt... They will attempt to bring back sanity while also trying to hedge their bets so they don't get hatred poured on them from the communists in our country. I see people on every side do this routinely. You see people on the right do this where they'll try to sound, you know, reasonable. I'm one of the common sense ones. I'm not one of these extremists. You see people on the left when they maybe look at something horrible their side is doing. Hey, guys, I think maybe, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm on your side, but maybe this isn't okay. Just trying the best they could to step up and speak up while throwing in just enough so they don't receive too much hatred. The tranny issue, you see this all the time if you're looking for an example. All the time. In fact, the right is horrible about this. So let's just clarify something right off the bat. You were born a man or a woman, and you can't change it. You can't. Maybe you hate that. Maybe you're a dude who wishes you were a woman. Maybe you're a woman who wishes you can drive. It doesn't matter. You can't change it. That's how God made you. And he made you perfectly, by the way, exactly the way you should be. But you can't change it. And this is a heads up for the GOP. It's not just kids who can't change it. Adults can't either. And you shouldn't even try. You shouldn't start taking a bunch of different drugs. You shouldn't step into a doctor's office where they'll start chopping off parts of your body. It's all wrong. All of it's insane. None of it's okay. There it is. That's as cut and dry as I can do it. But what's the standard GOP line when it comes to this? Well, I mean, adults can do whatever. Just leave the kids alone. Look, I'm okay. To be clear, I'm okay with everybody's decisions just as long as it's not the kids. Just trying as hard as humanly possible to try to get a little bit of acceptance from the demons who are cutting kids' penises off. You don't get that here, and you won't ever get that here. I'm not interested in placating that kind of nonsense. It's insane, it's wrong, it's evil, and it should stop. You want to hear someone do it? Here's Charles Barkley. You know who Charles Barkley is. He's trying the best he can to take a stance on dudes going into women's sports and beating up women. But he has to, can't take it too far. Listen to this, it's amazing.
Men should not play sports against women. I'm not going to get into all the bullshit that's going on out here in the world today. If anybody thinks that, I think they're stupid. I'm not, like I say, I support the gay community 100%. I support the transgender community 100%. But I do not...
I support the gay community 100%. I support the trans community 100%. But tried the best he could to have a real, honest, legitimate take, but he had to throw in those disclaimers. Let me ask you something. You know who Charles Barkley is. You've seen him on television. Maybe if you're old enough, you watched him play basketball like I did. Do you think in private he's a big tranny supporter? You think when he and his friends are sitting around on Friday night sipping on a cocktail, think they talk about how accepting they are of trannies? No, of course not. But has to try to throw that out there. And it's laughable because what we're up against are not people who are going to negotiate things with you. And they're not going to give you a little bit of credit for kind of saying what they view is right. That's not how communists operate. You are all in with their demonic evil, or you are the enemy. They very much believe in the friend-enemy distinction. Either you are all in, and what are they, that word they love? Why do you think they love that word? Ally. Either you are an ally of the revolution, or you are an enemy who should be destroyed. I want you to listen to this. You didn't think Linda Fagan with the Coast Guard was the only Fagan out there, did you? There's another Fagan, Kate Fagan's her name. She is an ESPN analyst. If you tuned into ESPN to see dunks and bombs, it's baseball season or anything else, well, that was your fault. Because instead, they went full Fagan.
Well, listen, being on this show has been a privilege and a platform, and I know it's my last time on it, and I want to say something worthy of that privilege and platform, and that is this, that trans kids deserve to play sports. Think about what you remember from your time playing sports. Like 99% of it is finding that jersey for the first time, your favorite number, community, joy, those high fives. It's that moment when you have a great play with a teammate. It's the feeling of belonging, and it does not know gender. And trans kids deserve that the same as everybody else does. And Tony, this space has on Around the Horn, it's been about diversity and inclusion and lifting up new voices, because sports is joy and sports is humanity. And the more people who have that, the better. And
this isn't about ESPN or Charles Barkley or Kate Fagan or anything else. This is a lesson for you and me. You can try your hardest to be, quote, nice, to be accepted, or in the very least, to try to not be hated as much as you think otherwise. You can try so hard to be the reasonable one, to just kind of disagree on this little point, but hey, I'm still your friend. I'm still an ally. Look, I'm a supporter of the trans community. You can try so hard, but it doesn't work that way, you see. Evil will demand full participation. You are not allowed to sit it out. You're not allowed to be halfway involved in the revolution. You are either in the revolution or they consider you to be the enemy. Now, I would propose this simple solution. Since you don't want to take part in the revolution, at least I hope you don't, since you don't want to be part of their evil demonic revolution, why don't you make life easier and just declare yourself to be an enemy of the revolution? You know, I realize especially for nice people, kind people, that can be a lot. You don't want all this conflict, all this tension, all this arguing, debating. It's awful. You don't want to be involved in that. Ooh, what if Sally thinks I'm mean? I know it sounds hard and it sounds like a lot. I can't even tell you how liberating it is to just go ahead, draw the line in the sand, take a stand and say, no, I'm your enemy, and what you want is evil and wrong, and I don't support it. You know you can do that, and it will actually be freeing if you do. So next time Liberal Aunt Peggy's going off about trannies, you don't have to do that thing. Well, I just want you to know that, look, I have friends who are gay, so I just wanted to get that out of the way. My friends are gay. I have people, lots of gays. I have a tranny. I just want you to know I know one. And so just getting that out of the way, I kind of don't think men should be spiking volleyballs off of women's faces. But look, remember my gay friends. Remember, hold on, I just told you I have so many gay friends. Oh, whoa, you can't believe it. But I just kind of in a roundabout way. What are you doing? Stop. Take a stand on an issue. Men can't change their gender, neither can women. It's not possible. Stop doing it to children. Stop encouraging adults who need help. They need real, genuine help. Stop encouraging adults to do it. Stop with this insanity. Draw the line. Take the stand. You're going to get the same amount of hatred. Actually, I'll tell you this much. I would argue if you take a stand, draw a line and take a stand, you will actually find you get a little less hatred than you would if you were kind of mealy-mouthed about it. Who gets more protests in their office? I mean, I realize he's gone now, but when Mitt Romney was there, who gets more protests? Mitt Romney or Mike Lee? They're from the same state. Mitt Romney had a protest a day. Why? Because they knew he was the one who'd try to get acceptance. That's why. Take a stand. All right. Now let's address this Stephen Miller habeas corpus thing. I wasn't even going to address it during the show, but it happened a few hours ago. Figure might as well address it. Before we get to that, let's get you a better employee. You ready to expand? Got an empty desk sitting there. Need somebody to fill it. How do you find somebody, though? Should you take an ad out in the paper? Put a sign on the door? Maybe ask around to friends, hey, is your cousin still look? Why don't you just go with ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site for a reason. All the employees, that employee you're looking for, they're already on ZipRecruiter. As you hear the sound of my voice, they're sitting there waiting for you to post that job. You post the job today, tomorrow, you're on a video call with that person who's already there. Tomorrow. That's because ZipRecruiter has Zip Intro. They'll schedule it for you, these video calls. They will get you your person. They practically hand deliver your next prize employee. You want to try it? Want to try it free? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I will get to our next question here in just a moment. I just want to briefly address what Stephen Miller said in front of the White House today. The press is freaking out about it. I'm not freaking out about it because I know exactly what's going on, but in case you're out of the know, and maybe you've been working, Stephen Miller stood up in front of the media today. It's a little long. I'm probably going to let it play. It's about a minute. And he said this.
First. I have two quick questions. First, you know, President Trump has talked about potentially suspending his corpus to take care of the illegal immigration.
Apparently, he's the silent type. So the strong silent type.
Well, the Constitution is clear. Is. And that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration and Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals,
yeah, we got it. The important part of this you need to hear was at the very beginning when he said, basically, he said, well, it depends on what the courts do. Are you guys going to suspend habeas corpus? Due process for illegals. Are you going to suspend habeas corpus? Depends on what the courts do. It's been an invasion. It's a national emergency. It's going to depend on what the courts do. I am very, very encouraged by this. Not necessarily the specifics of it, the suspending of habeas corpus and whatnot. That is here, neither here nor there. I'm encouraged by this because what it tells me is the Trump administration is completely aware that if they allow it, the courts will stop every significant part of the Trump agenda. And that at some point in time, they are going to have to cross that Rubicon and ignore the courts. It's a terrible place to be as a country. I get that. But when your judicial system is completely stacked full of communist revolutionaries, at some point in time, you're going to have to go up against the judicial system. And look, it's not like habeas corpus hasn't been suspended before in this country. They suspended it and invaded Tennessee without any problems whatsoever. So it's definitely happened in this country. That's my thoughts on it. You can complain about where we are and whatnot. We are not in normal times. I don't love where we are either. That's what happens when you, when the American people, this is on all of us, myself too, when we are so lethargic for a long enough period of time that we allow communist demons to infiltrate and infect every single part of our society. Eventually you wake up one day and you're very, very, very sick and the cancer's in the bones. And once the cancer's in the bones, you have got a lot of work to do to get it out. And it's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be easy. All right? All right. Jesse, my son Jason and I love to go sailing on Long Island Sound. Gosh, that's cool. He wants to avoid college next year and enlist either in the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Naval Academy. He has an A average, is athletic. He eats healthy foods like Jesse Kelly burgers. I believe I can get our U.S. congressman to prepare a recommendation as a means for my son getting into Annapolis, but I feel he would be better off with the U.S. Navy. Jason does have this dream of being a captain of an ocean liner. So from one dad to another, what would you suggest? He said his name is John. Okay. Your son wants to be a captain of an ocean liner. If your son can get into Annapolis, send him to Annapolis. There's no question. If that's his dream, send him to Annapolis. And here's the honest truth about the military academies. Traditionally, they are amazing. And the traditions of these academies, West Point, Air Force Academy, Annapolis, the traditions are amazing. Yes, it's true. The academies have rotted with communist filth. Trump and Pete Hegseth are working on that. But there's all kinds of communist filth in these academies now. So don't think because you're sending him to Annapolis, he'll somehow be insulated from communism. Not at all. All kinds of admirals in the Navy are happy to push all that filth. So you're going to have to prep him for that. I'm sure he's prepped. But if that's what he wants to do with his life and he can get in, send him to Annapolis. It's not easy getting in those schools. It's very, very difficult. When I was a kid, I'm sure it's pretty much the same. If you wanted to get into Annapolis or something like that, you had to have better than a 4.0 and athletics and extracurricular activities. You had to have a resume. And that was back when I was a kid. Today, you've probably got to be gay. I don't know what all the rules are, but you know there's all kinds of them. But if he can get in, let him in. All right? Maybe he'll do you really proud and become a Marine. Then you'll feel even better about him. Then you'll know. What, Chris? Then you'll know he's tip-top. All right, somebody went to a protest and liked it. Let's talk about that. The mob and other things. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Jesse, a few days ago, I went to my first protest. It wasn't political, though. We were protesting the release on bail of a local cat killer. The protest was in front of the house he'd been staying at, and there were maybe 100 of us. A lot of the protesters were beyond angry, and I was angry too. But I found out how easily protests can get out of hand, as my anger increased with being around so many other angry cat ladies. The negative energy was infectious, and now I can say with assurance there is no such thing as a peaceful protest. I brought this up to bring up a couple different things. Remember, first, human nature. We've had this conversation before. Human nature. All of us, everybody on Earth, me, you, Chris, everybody on Earth, we want to feel heard. We don't want to feel not important. We don't want to be ignored. We want our voices heard. We want people to care about our concerns. I'm the exact same way, just like you are. Everybody wants this out of life. And so there's a tendency of human nature, and this tendency is the reason almost every revolution turns out violent, murderous, and evil. You realize that? The American Revolution was unbelievably unique because it's one of the only ones in history that wasn't awful. They're almost always awful. Here's why. When people want to feel heard, when people want something, they have a tendency to mob up with other people. You gather with other people like you did. You were mad about this cat killer guy. You found a mob and you mobbed in front of his house. And then what happens is you start to feel powerful. It's the human mind. It's psychology. When you're around all these other people, you can feel almost invincible. Have you ever... great example. Philadelphia is famous for this. Have you ever seen Philadelphia after their sports team wins or loses a championship? You ever seen some of the video that came out of there? The last one, I think, didn't the Eagles just win the Super Bowl? I think the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I'm almost positive they did because I remember I tuned in the next day. I was on social media and I saw some people were riding down the street. And I'm not sure if they were police horses or other horses they'd stolen, but clearly some rowdy sports fans had gotten their hands on horses who weren't theirs and were riding down the middle of the road with no mask on whatsoever, t-shirt and shorts, riding stolen horses through the middle of Philadelphia. Now, individually, if you were to grab one of those people, if you were to sit down with him at his job the next day and tell him, or just ask him, can you walk me through the thought process? You took stolen property and you stole it in the middle of a bunch of cameras and then rode it in the middle of a bunch of cameras and you did this without even covering your face. What were you thinking? He couldn't answer the question because he gets around this mob of people. And it becomes, the power of it becomes intoxicating. You can't help it. He finally can do whatever he wants. Everybody's there. They're with him. If he wants to flip over a cop car, he'll flip over a cop car. Steal a horse, I'll steal a horse. Throw a brick through a window, I can do whatever I want. It's intoxicating. And this brings me back to the left. The left is the mob, lives by the mob, and has always lived by the mob. Chris, grab that audio of that Jay Appel chick. We've played it a couple times, talking about what she's discussing here is resistance to Donald Trump. That's what she's discussing here. And what you'll hear, as we talked about the first time she said it, is she's basically telling her people, she's telling street animals, communist street animals, it's time for you to go get arrested because the situation is dire. You need to mob up with your friends and do things that will get you arrested. Here she is.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
Now, she's trying to cloak what she's saying with a bunch of corporate jargon like risk tolerance, but you know exactly what she's saying. She's telling people, go break the law. That's what she's saying. Mob up, go break the law. If you get arrested, it's worth it. The communist has always found his power in the mob because he is a revolutionary, meaning he always sees himself as being out of power. He's out of power. He's trying to take down the existing power structure. So that makes him what? He's kind of powerless, unless he gets a whole bunch of his friends. And he gets with his friends and they can hurt you, surround you, mob you, even if it's not physically. You've probably seen evidence of this on social media before. They'll whip themselves up into a communist demonic frenzy, and they're obviously drunk on the power of the communist frenzy. We're getting him, we're getting him. More. That's how the communist thinks. And it's a word of caution for you and for me. Be aware when you're in a crowd, it can happen to you. It's not only communists who it can happen to. You go get with a large group of people and you will find yourself doing things you would never in a million years do if you were by yourself and thought about it. I remember I was telling BK about that concert I went to in Denver. I signed up for the Marine Corps on the delayed entry program. And so I had a few months before I had to go to boot camp. I was living in Bozeman, Montana. There was a huge, huge concert. I think it was in Mile High Stadium, but it was in Denver. It was in Denver, Colorado. And I decided I was going to have a blowout party like a total moron and go drive road trip it down to Denver with my buddies. We had no money, so we had to pool all our money. Road trip it down to Denver, get in the concert, have the time of our lives. Now, I'd never been at a huge concert before. So what I'm about to say, you'll probably roll your eyes at if you're a big concert person, because maybe this is just the norm, but I'd never been at a big one. I'd been at smaller ones. I'd never been at a big one like that before. We got there. There were cops everywhere, and people were passing weed around in front of everybody. I remember the second someone tried to hand me a joint, and I turned and looked. The cop was like 5 feet away, and I'm looking. I'm thinking, what is wrong with you? The women, I won't go into all the, it doesn't matter. The women were doing things they wouldn't do in front of their father. It was, well, what's happening? The crowd, the mob, the emotions turns you into a moron. Be aware of it. Now, speaking of Democrats, Rasmussen did a poll, very fascinating poll, and there is a pretty revealing little stat in there. We'll talk about that. I'm going to finish up. Before we talk about that, I'm going to finish up my point by pointing out the mayor of Newark getting arrested today. I'll get to that. Before I do that, I'm going to get to Pure Talk. I'm going to get your cell phone switched up so you can stop giving your money to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Speaking of mobs, mobs of animals blowing things up, vandalizing things, killing people. Remember the Black Lives Matter rallies? Bricks, the works. It was as evil as it gets. Remember the corporate world sponsoring all of it? Communist protests across the country sponsored by corporate America. Do you ever think about that when you pay your Verizon bill? AT&T, T-Mobile. Ugh. I have Pure Talk. Pure Talk would never sponsor filth like that. Pure Talk's the American mobile company. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. You'll save a fortune. Keep your phone or a brand new phone right now with a qualifying plan, smartphone, whatever you want. They have it all. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Okay, I will address the mayor of Newark getting arrested today. Raz Baraka is his name. And he got arrested at an ICE detention center where he was breaking the law. That's what he was doing. Trespassing, breaking the law, got himself arrested. Now, let's just, again, cover what we've talked about before. Revolutionaries, to be a revolutionary, to take part in a revolution against a nation. Let's say you were going to have a revolution against America. I don't want you to do that, but let's say you were. Could you have a revolution against the existing country without breaking the laws of the existing country? Is there such thing as a lawful revolution? Of course not. It's not possible. Communists believe in breaking the law. They're revolutionaries. You can't have the revolution without it. They believe in breaking the law. A huge thing you can do to destroy communism is simply enforce the law. And they know this, which is why they'll throw their hands up and they'll claim all these prosecutions are political. And it's why, it's also why they throw a huge fit every time some leftist street animal is thrown in a cage for breaking the law. There'll be protests and all these things. Have you ever wondered why that's so consistent? Why you know it's coming? The second you see some leftists get arrested, you know the protests are coming because they understand how the cycle works. They break the law. Any attempt to enforce it is met with a lot of public outrage. Eventually, the law enforcement, the judges, juries back away from the whole thing, and they get further permission to break more and more and more laws. As I've said a thousand times, that's why you can't ever give them anything but fear and pain. You can't placate them. You can't appeal to their morality. Fear and pain are all they understand. Remember the climate nutters, as we discussed many times before? The people who do these horrible things like block traffic and glue themselves to the road? They could stop overnight, immediately, with the tiniest amount of effort whatsoever. Okay, you do that once, 10-year prison sentence, gone. They would stop immediately. The reason they continue to happen is these people get bail funds, they get slaps on the wrist from whatever jurisdiction they do this stuff in, they go right back a month later when they get out of jail and do some more of it. You treat the communist with a level of severity and watch him flee. As Solzhenitsyn said, all they understand is the big fist. And the harder you slug them, the safer you will be. What kind of people are we dealing with? This is from Rasmussen. 71% of Democrats want Elon Musk in prison. 71%. Just think about that number. 71% agreement that Elon Musk belongs in prison. Now, I don't care if you like Elon Musk. I'm not some Elon Musk worshiper. I actually don't care if you like or hate his role in the government, what he's doing right now. But what crime? For what? He's essentially right now, what is he? He's an auditor. That's it. He's auditing the government. 71% of Democrats want him thrown in prison, and they don't even know why. Communists believe in hurting you. I hope you know that. What happened under Joe Biden was not a fluke. It was them finally getting to do all the things they wanted to do. Every time they got to arrest Donald Trump, publicize his mugshot, the January Sixers, the pro-lifers, the school board moms, that wasn't some fluke. That's how they think. If they could, they would arrest every one of you just for registering as a Republican. That's how these people think. And remember, always remember this. That's why they want your guns. They don't want your guns because they're misguided. They don't want your guns because they probably think crime will go down. They don't want your guns because of the latest mass shooting. These are all lies they tell you over and over and over again. So you don't realize what the truth is. The truth is they want your guns because they want to be able to hurt you. The same people who thought you should have your kids taken away from you if you didn't vaccinate them. The same people who want Elon Musk thrown in prison for an invented crime. The same people who cheer to this day when talking about the political prosecutions of Donald Trump. Those same people would hurt you so bad if they could. But America's gun ownership is the only thing stopping Democrats from doing what they actually want to do. If you didn't own guns, they would have already sent the Marines to your town. Did you know that? Without a second of hesitation. If you didn't have guns, they'd have a division come in and conquer your little town, and they'd throw you in a cage somewhere. That's how these people think. It's how they operate. It's how they've always operated. We always get questions. Jesse, is it time for civil war? And I've always told you no. And I don't want anybody to get hurt. And my answer will always be that. No. Stay calm. Stay legal. With one exception. I'm telling you the one exception here on the radio. If the government ever shows up to take away your guns, that's when it's time. That's when it's time. That is the moment. Because once you give them up, you'll never get them back. And once you give them up, these people will hurt you in more ways than you can possibly count. It's what they believe. They don't even really hide it anymore. Elon Musk, throw him in prison. Why? I don't know. Come up with the law. Do you even hear yourself? You hear yourself? Remember what you're up against. And remember to get some precious metals. Remember to get some gold or silver in your retirement. Did you know gold outperformed the S&P 500 in 2024? Did you know that? I keep telling you to go get a hold of Gold Co. and let them get you taken care of. And then gold keeps setting records. And then I have to keep coming back on the radio and telling you, please tell me you got a hold of Gold Co. Gold Co. will protect your retirement from being wiped out by making precious metals part of it. Not all of it. I'm not asking you to do anything crazy, and neither are they. This is a company you can trust, A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau. They've won awards. Call them, 855-817-GOLD, or visit jessielikesgold.com. All right? All right. Somebody wants to talk about government arrests and COVID. Someone wants to talk about our senators. People want to talk about movie viewing in the Kelly household, and somebody's mad at their shrink. All that. Plus, look, it's Friday. We're going to take 5 minutes to make fun of Jasmine Crockett. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.